Alrighty. Here we go again. Holy shit. It's the Florida Man. Florida Man, Florida Man. Does whatever a Florida Man does. Holy shit. There's a fucking drug addict on the corner. Wow. Welcome to Florida. Oh, well, happy fucking Saturday. Hope you guys are having a good weekend so far, right? What are you doing? Having a barbecue? Having all your fucking boyfriends over? Well, what's going on? What's new? Are you gonna get laid? Is the lady finally gonna let you get a piece of ass tonight? Well, hopefully you do. That's always a good thing, isn't it? Always a good thing. Holy shit. I'll tell you what, man. Fucking women get so fucking bitchy when they don't get dick for a while, don't they? My God, man. Or maybe that's just how they are in fucking general. I don't know. Where does that start? You know what I mean? Where does that start? Does that start with Disney? All these fucking princess movies. I don't know how many different fucking movies that they gotta tailor to fucking princesses. Like the world just fucking owes you something. Nobody owes you shit. You're the one who fucked up the damn world. You ate the fucking apple. You fucked it up. Why do I have to fight the fucking dragon for you? You've been laying in fucking bed for the last 20 years. Doing what? Nothing. You've been doing fucking nothing. How are you? Who the fuck would want to fuck that anyway? Could you imagine? Because you got to imagine. Okay. Imagine you're fucking trapped in a tower from like the time you're a fucking youngin'. Alright. Until you're like 20. Alright. How would you even get supplies? Like, you would have to know some fucking witchcraft. You would have to know how to fucking, you know, beast tame. You would have to fucking coerce all these fucking animals to come and bring you shit. Or just jump out the fucking window. You know? 20 fucking years, you can't figure out how to get out? No guards? Nothing? Stuck in a fucking castle. You just fucking sit there. I want him to do it for me. Well, isn't that fucking typical? I want you to do it for me. I don't want to do that.
I've never heard a man get away with saying, I don't want to do that. Have you ever fucking heard that? Have you ever heard a man say that? I have never fucking heard a man say that. I don't want to do that. See, the difference is that they live in an environment where if they don't want to do it, they don't have to fucking do it. You know what I mean? It's just expected. You know what I mean? You think I want to go mow the fucking lawn? No. I'm going to sit here and play fucking Grand Theft Auto. Run over fucking hookers. You know what I mean? I wanna do what I wanna do. I wanna go to the fucking gym, right? I wanna play with my fucking balls. Beat my fucking putt. I don't wanna fucking mow the damn grass. But you sure as shit ain't gonna fucking do it. This shit's gonna be looking like fucking Jumanji if we waited on you to fucking do it. You know what I mean? See, women always want to fucking bitch about everything they got to do. When are we allowed to bitch about everything we got to fucking do? Oh, no, 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 no. Don't fucking say that. Don't you dare say that. You say that, you won't get any ass. When the fuck did that become a fucking bargaining chip? Whatever happened to submit to your husband? Or whatever happened to just fucking slapping the shit out of somebody? You know, I don't want to take lines from other fucking comedians, but I'll tell you what, they're on fucking point. They are on fucking point. When it comes to the balls that some fucking women have, when they get all up in your fucking shit, you know what I mean? Practically sticking a fucking microphone in your fucking face and talking shit like it's WWE. Dude, that would not fucking happen if you were a guy. There's a certain line you don't fucking cross. There is a certain amount to where, you know, you get fucking... Okay. Women have this fucking, like, super rare fucking ability that they can get nose to fucking nose with you with the supreme confidence that they're not going to get their fucking head blasted off their shoulders. Do that to a guy. Go fucking stand nose to nose with fucking Giorgio outside the fucking club and talk shit to him. And see if he doesn't headbutt your fucking nose in. Dude, women can do that kind of fucking shit. Could you imagine if we could do that and not go to fucking jail? Dude, I'd be doing it to everybody. I'd be kicking fucking people out of their wheelchairs, stealing fucking canes from blind men. Like that motherfucker that's always walking his damn dog in my yard, takes a fucking steaming hot shit in my fucking yard every morning. I would beat the shit out of that dude. I'd fucking fight his dog too. I'd punch his dog right in its fucking face. And hopefully didn't get my hand torn off. Fucking, dude, I wish I could have the balls to be able to fucking get up in somebody's shit with the absolute fucking certainty that nothing is going to happen. Dude, that is like some fucking Tom Cruise level ego. And I think it's because they're conditioned from ever since they were a little girl. You don't hit girls. You don't do this. You don't do that. You don't do this. Well, what are you supposed to do when a girl hits another fucking girl? I'll tell you what. If your fucking girl hits my girl, then I'm going to teach my girl how to beat your girl's ass. And she'll fucking get her ass beat if she doesn't. Or doesn't at least fucking try. That's the one thing that I can't stand, is people who don't fucking try. And, you know, I know I'm kind of shifting gears here, trying to get a little bit... I could go on and on and on and on about Disney and all the fucking, you know, pedophiliac fucking art that they fucking ghosted into all their movies, you know. Trust me, I'm a Marine, okay? And Marines we have this acute fucking eagle eye. And no, I'm not talking about snipers. I'm not talking just about, you know, wedging a bullet in a flea's ass at fucking 500 yards. I'm not talking about that. We have this acute eagle eye fucking superpower to where we can spot dicks everywhere. And fucking, dude, I didn't need to know the Disney conspiracies. I didn't need to know about fucking The Little Mermaid. I didn't need to know about it. Dude, I see dicks everywhere. I see them in the fucking clouds. I see them whenever I swirl my fucking coffee, okay? For whenever I'm feeling a little bit fucking too uppity. I don't know why I always forget that fucking bowel issues run in the family, and I fucking shit my fucking ass. Dude, it's like my ass fell off. That's how fucking bad it is. That's how fucking bad it is. I don't know what the fuck it is, but, you know, to me, hold on, sorry about that. To me, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know how and why we have this innate ability to spot dicks everywhere, but we do. Getting kind of fucking sidetracked. Lost my fucking momentum. Lost it. Got distracted. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm not ADD, but every now and then something fucking catches my attention. Fucking gone. Holy fuckolas. So you know what I fucking saw today? Haven't seen it in fucking years. Holy shit, I just ran over a fucking squirrel. Dude, that motherfucker's dead. He is dead. That motherfucker's dead as fuck. Holy shit. You think I'm supposed to feel bad? You stupid fuck. Dumbass. No squirrel can withstand the Florida man's fucking tires. Yeet. Dude, that was fucking awesome. Yeet. Fucking stateside kill. I dig it. Hell yeah. My fucking back tire just got a confirmed fucking kill. Woo. Give me a death chub over here. Was it a squirrel or was it like a mutant fucking midget that was on Flocka? I don't know, people. I have no fucking clue. It's Florida. Dude, anything is fucking possible here. All the shit from your worst fucking nightmares. It can happen here. All right? You know how they try to make... what's that slogan? There used to be a slogan for like New York, right? It's like, all your dreams could come true. Or was it New York or was it California? I don't know. It was one of them. It was New York or it was fucking California. But anyway, if you come to this city, all your dreams can come true. Okay? Keyword, can. You move to Florida, all your fucking nightmares will come true. At some point, you will run across some crazy fucking shit here. People, I can't go down a city fucking block without seeing some wacko fucking, just bizarro fucking land shit. Okay? Dude, I can't go anywhere. And this is why I have unlimited fucking content here. Alright? Holy shit. We're just a fucking couple of steps away from Australia here. G'day, mate! Oi, motherfucker! Well, guess what? Y'all's fucking time is coming soon. Because apparently, we have a couple of listeners down under. I don't know what kind of accent that was. But y'all fucking butcher American accents, too. I didn't even know we had fucking accents until I saw a video of Australians trying to talk like they're from fucking Texas. Alright? We don't like your kind around here. Not everybody talks like that. I'm not gonna blow all my fucking material, but just know, you motherfuckers down under, you are not safe. You are not out of range for the fucking Florida man. Just remember that. Just fucking remember that. Oh, but it's all in good fun. All in good fun. You know, one of my best friends, fucking... his fucking sister moved to Australia. For a dude that she met over the fucking internet. When did that become a fucking thing? You remember whenever your parents always fucking told you, hey, don't fucking tell people personal shit online because you have no idea if you're talking to a fucking pot-bellied fucking pancake tit having greasy, balding, pimple-back fucking meter reader fucking Peter beater, okay? You don't know who you're fucking talking to. And this dude could be fucking yanking one out while he's looking at fucking pictures of like where you go to school and shit. You know what I mean? But I'm guilty of it too. I used to have a fucking personal Facebook. And then I realized, holy shit, what am I fucking doing? What am I doing? What am I fucking doing? I don't know. I don't trust strangers. You remember whenever your fucking parents told you, hey, if a fucking stranger ever comes up to you and fucking tells you to get in their car, okay, to run away, okay, they usually gave you some kind of a passcode. Hey, we gotta walk the cat. We don't have a cat. Hey, did you let Sniffles out? We don't have a Sniffles. Holy shit, someone's trying to fuck my kid. You remember that? Now we actually have businesses where we meet fucking people we don't know on the internet and get into their fucking car. Hey, would you mind driving me to fucking Walmart so I can go grocery shopping? And on the way, I would really appreciate it if you didn't pull off the side of the road and fucking chop me up into pieces. Nobody fucking thinks about that anymore. Dude, I'll tell you what. If I was a fucking serial killer, dude, this would be fucking... Dude, it'd be open season. It's so fucking easy. It is so fucking easy. Dude, I would just fucking sign up for Lyft. I'd just fucking start driving people everywhere. Uber. You know what I mean? People just fucking disappearing. But it's all right, though. It's a good thing that I'm one of the good guys, right? I believe in the words of the fucking... I believe in the red words of the good book, right? Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Sorry. That's a shout-out to fucking Captain 8-Ball. Ah! Fucking SF! Yeah! Woo! He did actually go to SF. Well, no wonder he fucking made it. Holy shit. What do you mean I only gotta run fucking 400 fucking miles? That's nothing. It's good to fucking go. I already did that this morning. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, holy shit, can we stop and buy and get some more fucking Red Bulls and Monsters? Hey, everybody pose for a fucking selfie. Yeah. Hashtag Marsoc. You know what I mean? That fucking wacko. I guarantee you that dude smokes every fucking PT. He has to. Either that or he's going to be running down fucking, you know, wherever second fucking MSOB is. And his fucking chest cavity is just going to fucking explode open. And that will be the end of Captain 8-Ball. Rest in peace. Dun, 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 dun. It's all right. He's frolicking through those cocaine fucking fields in the sky. That's right. I'm only gonna dig a couple of times. That's it. Yeah. Not gonna go into it too much more. Well, you know what? No, fuck that. I'm going to keep making fun of SF, but I'm not going to make fun of special fucking forces. You know who I'm going to make fun of? Security fucking forces. Oh, fast team. Fast team. The fake ass fucking SEAL team. Holy shit. You know what I don't understand about you guys? And this is the real. Okay, so you guys fucking qual with pistol, right? And you qual with shotgun. Right? And you go through security force school. I can only fucking imagine the butt fuckery of that school, okay? I'm sorry. This isn't fucking DevGru, okay? It's Marine Security Force School. How in the fuck do you guys, like, hit the fleet as a corporal? How does that happen?
Damn, well, extra 100 points on the cutting score.
Oh my God. Fucking. You know, for every fucking 9 dipshit fucking Fast Company guys, there was always, like, one locked on fucking dude. I actually know a Fast Company guy. Great fucking dude. That dude actually ended up being a fucking great fucking sergeant. Yeah, is he sergeant? Yeah, he's a fucking sergeant. I don't know when he's pinned on staff. Hopefully it's sometime soon. If he fucking hasn't already. You know.
When the road to Spain.
God. Fucking tell me how terrible it was. Fucking dancing with all the fucking senoritas. But then there's some fucking Fast Team dudes. Holy shit. We had a guy that was from fucking Fast Team. I'm not gonna give his real name, but his nickname was fucking Nugget. This dude looked like... You know the motherfucker from Doug? The mouth-breathing bitch? Hey, Helga. That motherfucker, that's what he looked like. He looked like that motherfucker mixed with, like, a baby. Like, he had a baby face. No fucking hair. None. That dude could not grow hair to save his life. 19. And he's fucking bald. And I know what some of you guys might be thinking that are, you know, thinning a little bit up on top. Be like, hey, man, that means you have more fucking testosterone. Yeah, this dude had the opposite of fucking testosterone, okay? He had no fucking testosterone. Fasting. Made fucking corporal. Are you shitting me? Holy shit. That motherfucker got lifed out by other fucking corporals. Dude, he was not fucking respected. That's the only fucking thing, though. If you went to Fast, I always kind of felt bad for him. Because a lot of them learned quick. But a lot of them had this stuck-up fucking mentality where they thought they fucking knew everything. And then they get to their fucking unit. And, you know, you got fucking dudes ranging all the way from fucking Afghan vets to fucking Fallujah vets and everywhere in fucking between. Just these fucking mongoloid fucking carnivorous Tasmanian fucking devils. Right? Just waiting to take your prim, proper, and fucking well-schooled ass up to fucking Pound Town. And they were going to turn your asshole into fucking hamburger meat. And they did that for a lot of them. But like I said, the good ones always fucking shine through, right? Unless you were like fucking presidential security. And then everybody just thought you were a cocksucker.
Look at me, I'm hanging out at Camp David. SF, yeah!
That's SF for Security Forces. Y'all fucking... Bitch operate. All you motherfuckers, y'all can chill. Alright. Just because you have a suppressor doesn't mean you can fucking shoot. You know, I want a fucking suppressor for my Gap pieces, but they're too fucking expensive. I don't know how fucking married dudes... I have a couple of buddies that are gun freaks that are married. I don't know how they get any pussy. How? Like, dude, your wife has really got to be into you. The way you're fucking spending money at the fucking pawn shop, buying every fucking new rifle that comes out.
Look, man, I just got a Scar Heavy. SF, yeah.
Fucking Scar Heavy. What is this? Call of Duty Ghosts? Man, fucking break. You know, I went in a little bit on fucking Call of Duty, and I didn't finish it. What the fuck did... Dude. Call of Duty was at its fucking pinnacle, like, during Modern Warfare fucking... Modern Warfare. And Modern Warfare 2. A little bit. Then it got fucking ridiculous. Exoskeletons, fucking jumpsuits, jetpacks. You know what I mean? What the fuck is this? This is Halo. I don't want to fucking play Halo. I want to play fucking Call of Duty. You know, I never did get into Battlefield, but I think I probably should have. I really think I do. I really think I should have got into fucking Call of Duty. Or fucking Battlefield. Because they're the only ones that fucking stay true to fucking modern military shit. But even that's overhyped, right? It's like I was talking about with fucking movies. Everything's got to be fucking SF, right? Everything. You can't just make a fucking grunt movie. You can't just make a fucking grunt video game. Even though Modern Warfare did. And fucking, you know, Call of Duty, Big Red 1. I mean, dude, I'm sorry. I don't give a shit whether you went to fucking Halo, Hey-Ho, fucking, you know, sniper school. I don't give a fuck if you went to Buds. I don't give a shit, dude. I'm sorry. As fucking badass as all that shit is, how do you top fucking World War II? Even with all the fucking crazy shit that we had, dude, you had to have fucking some fucking stones, man. I couldn't even fucking imagine the beaches of fucking Normandy. Holy shit, dude. You know, I heard, and I remember the fucking Green Beret's name, the one that was a UFC fighter, Tim Kennedy. I'm sorry, I'm a fucking idiot, okay? I'm a jarhead, but I'm learning, all right? I'm learning. So, Tim Kennedy got on fucking Joe Rogan's podcast, and he said that in a recent study, Americans are too fucking dumb and too fucking weak to make special forces selection. There's not enough fucking people joining the fucking military. And on top of that, everybody's fucking lazy because they all want to take the fucking easy way out, right? No, I want to be combat fucking bug zapper. I don't want to shoot guns. I want to sit here, collect a fucking paycheck, and go tell bullshit fucking war stories down at the fucking dub club. That's what I want to do. I don't want to fucking do all that. I don't want to go to recon. I don't want to go to fucking Rangers. I don't want to do any of that shit. I don't even want to hit the fucking fleet, right? I don't. I don't want to get attached to a fucking grunt battalion. It scares me, and I don't know who I fear more. The senior Lance Corporals or Doc's fucking silver bullet, right? Which Doc always seemed to take way too much fucking enjoyment in whenever somebody fucking had to get the silver bullet. Man, y'all just playing in a fucking stereotype, ain't you? So, getting close to the house now. I don't know how far along are we? How long is this? We are boom 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 boom. All right, 28 minutes. Holy shit, we still got some fucking time. Okay, now I'm not gonna make this too fucking long because oh, but Jesus, I have been fucking chomping at the bit to read off some fucking fucking magic 8-ball reads. Oh yeah, you guys are gonna fucking get it. You guys have got it fucking coming. See, motherfuckers driving the wrong damn way. Are you fucking kidding me? Almost to the fucking house. Gonna surprise the wife. Holy shit, you're here on time! So, usually I like to park back behind the fucking grocery store and crank off a couple of reads, but, you know, it's probably homeless people fucking each other back there. You know, that's gotta stink. Your sex smells like fucking dog shit and bug spray. Oh, man. All right, we're almost there. Fucking chill your tits, okay? We're coming up the damn road here. Nobody drives with their fucking lights on. It's dark. It's fucking dark. Turn your shit on. I don't know about you guys, but I got a little bit of a commute to work. It's kind of nice. I don't live... I live, like, way out in the county. But the only downside to that is, like... It's, like... It's like the diamond in the rough. Like, I take pride in where I live. And there's not a whole lot of that going around. You know what I mean? It's a little rough. It's a little rough. Oh, cruising around Saturday night looking for some fucking meth. That's what we do here. Yeah, there's not... Well, I wouldn't say that there's not much to do in Florida. There's not much to do in Florida unless you live in, like, Orlando. If you live in Orlando, you can go to Disney World, you can go to theme parks, you can go to fucking all sorts of shit. The zoo, the fucking, you know, the fucking aquarium, which I gotta take the fam out to go see some fishes soon. Gotta take them fishing, too. Teach your daughter how to fish. It's good parenting. Good shit. All right, we're almost there. All right, and when I say we're almost there, I mean like in a couple fucking minutes. All right, would you fucking chill? Relax. I'm sorry. I'm excited. Been waiting to do these fucking reads for a couple of days. I apologize. You know, like the rest of y'all who haven't fucking written back. Yes, I have a life. I have a job. I have, you know, shit that I do. Oh God, hair. Sorry. That's not very nice to stop sign, Ken. Whatever. All right. Alrighty. Who is my first fucking victim? All right. Here we go. Welcome to... Ah! God! The fucking magic eight ball. Who is our first fucking victim tonight? All right, I'm going to pull this up. I don't know how many I'm going to do. Depends on, well, I guess it just fucking depends on how long they are. All right, so. All righty, let me see here. Dearest Florida man, why does my pee-pee get hard when I look at toasters and apple pies? Oh, God. Memes aside, I've been chewing on this question for a while. I've been with my girlfriend for a while now, and lately she seems... Lately, she's been getting serious about wanting kids, and I don't fucking want kids. He didn't say fucking. It's been causing some bad friction between us, and I thought about ending the relationship. The problem is, since we've been together for a while, it would cause some serious fucking problems. Plus, since I'm pushing 30, and even if we did break up, I would either end up going MGTOW, MAGTOW. I don't know what that means. I don't know what the fuck that means. Or be left with the options of getting me too'd. Oh. Or dealing with someone who already has kids. What are your thoughts? Why would you get fucking me too'd? Okay. I want to give you answers, but I almost have more questions now that I'm reading this. Okay. Alright, so now that we read the whole fucking email for all you people that get annoyed, I can't understand what is he fucking talking about? Well, alright. Positive feedback. Making some tweaks here. Alright, so I read the whole fucking thing. You're welcome. Alright, so now let's fucking break it down. Okay? Alright, so, why does my pee-pee get hard when I look at toasters and apple pies? Probably because you haven't fucked in a while. All right? I don't know who fucking still sticks their dicks in apple pies like that fucking movie American fucking apple pie or whatever the fuck it is. But anyway, I'm assuming that's a joke. Memes aside, I don't know that meme. How long have you fucking been with her? And if you're pushing 30, why don't you fucking want kids? Well, I might have just answered my own fucking question. I don't know. Well, no, maybe I do know. It sounds like you're not done fucking yet. Is it possible that that might be the case? You know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely don't want to get tied down to a girl that, you know, that you're not serious with fucking sticking with. And if kids are the deciding factor, then this doesn't sound like the love of your life. Because if it was the love of your life, I mean, you wouldn't give a shit if she already fucking had kids. You know what I mean? And not to get too fucking, you know, cliche with it, but if that's going to be a deciding factor on whether or not you're going to stay with somebody, then you need to just pull the fucking ripcord. All right? You need to get the fuck out of there. Because, and it's no attack on your character. It's not saying that, you know, you're a bad dude. It's just, you feel how you fucking feel. And if you don't want kids, then you don't want fucking kids. That, you know, I mean, kids aren't for everybody. All right? I have kids. I was fucking terrified of having kids until I actually had them. Would not take it back for anything in the world. I love coming home and playing with my babies. I love it, right? But it's not for fucking everyone, right? Kind of like yoga, you know what I mean? It's not for everyone. And most people aren't very good at it. Let me see. What else? I don't know what the MGTOW getting me too'd or dealing with somebody who already has kids. Well, I mean, again, if you love somebody, and I mean like you are ride or fucking die, then it doesn't matter if they want kids or it doesn't matter if fucking, you know, if they already have kids. If you love them, then you're going to love those kids as your own. You know what I mean? But that's not the question here. The question here, really, I mean, you might be bringing up the issue of kids, but the question here really is, how much do you really love this girl? You know what I mean? I mean, there's got to be some good qualities about her. But if you're worried about getting fucking Me Too'd, and that sounds like you guys might be a little bit polar opposite when it comes to views. I mean, opposites attract, but opposites that fucking opposite don't attract, okay? I'm sure there's some fucking psycho fucking Democrats that'd probably be wild in fucking bed. But, you know, whenever they start opening up their face and starting to feel a little bit philosophical, I mean, you just want to fucking slap them. You know what I mean? No, fucking taking away people's guns does not protect you from fucking tyrannical overreach. Now fucking lean forward and choke yourself and not on my dick, all right? Like with my hands. Or you can use my dick too. That works too. Right? At least something good comes out of it. What I would do is I would sit down and I would explain to her why exactly you don't want to have kids. And if it's a fucking issue that you think you might not be a good father, if it's you don't think that it would be a good mother, if it's you just don't think it's the right time, or whatever it is, you got to put all your fucking cards out on the table. Because if not, I mean, this is going to resurface and it's just, you know, it's this little fucking amoeba is going to turn into Pinky from fucking Doom. Right? And then it's just gonna fucking, it's gonna eat you fucking asshole first.
All right, it's going to eat you whole.
All right. Well, I don't know if that was very fucking helpful, but if you're really that worried about fucking getting me too'd, then you might want to tell fucking, you know, Alexandria fucking Cortez to fucking beat feet, you know. Beat feet. And God, with those crazy teeth, don't bite the dick. Don't stop. No fucking teeth. All right. There you go. All right, so we'll do one more, and then I got to fucking jump off here. Alrighty. Boop-a-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Dear Florida man. Hey, man. I have a topic for a part of the show if you need some ideas. Mostly because I'm bored at work and in the middle of writing the training manual for my company. Anyways, your thoughts on red dots on fucking pistols. Like just you experiences with them. Your thoughts about it. And what kind of pros and cons with using one, or of using one versus not using one. Okay. So, I don't know a whole lot about your company, but my question is, how confident are you in your fucking, your buddy's marksmanship skills? Listen, I'm not... Okay. I take jabs at people. I make fun of fucking people that, you know, feel the need to fucking turn their gun into space guns. You know what I mean? In order to hit their target. Okay. What you really just need to fucking keep in mind is how good are they without the shit? All right. If they suck without it, I think we might need to go back to the range. You know what I'm saying? And I have a feeling that since you're the one fucking writing it, that I'm pretty sure you know what you're fucking doing, right? But, you know, red dots, I just... Unless you're fucking, you know, unless you're fucking sneaking into Somalia, right? And you're fucking trying to bag and tag a fucking, you know, a heavy hitter for fucking Boko Haram, I don't really see the fucking need for it. But that does not mean that, it doesn't mean that you can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, if you got the fucking money and they... If you got the fucking money and they're good with their fucking marksmanship skills, then I don't see why not. I'm kind of moving the phone here. I don't see why not, right? If it's... But, I mean, then again, how much of a fucking difference is it really going to make anyway? If they can hit their fucking target without it, why spend the money on that? Why not spend the money on more fucking schools to send them to, right? Because that's ultimately what you want. I mean, it's great if you guys are fucking tacked out like your JSOC. But, you know, what's the trade-off? And then you got to remember how weak is their, you know, how strong or how weak is their fucking mentality? Are they the type of person that, you know, they're just going to fucking shit their fucking pants if their gun fails? Because you know as well as I do that fucking technology fails. Shit breaks all the fucking time. All right, and yeah, I know. Granted, it's not an ACOG. It's a fucking red dot. But, you know, what happens if some fucking idiot drops his gun and breaks it? You know what I mean? This is the kind of shit that you need to fucking think about. But, I mean, if you're fucking... If you're goddamn fucking, you know, Mission Impossible, and everybody's a fucking Delta Force fucking Ranger SEAL, then yeah, go ahead. But then again, that just brings me back to the point. I mean, if they're that fucking good, why do they need it? You know what I mean? I don't know what fucking pistol you're using, but, I mean, I know you're not trying to fucking, you know, it's for up close. I don't know, man. I don't know. Do what you want. You're the one coming up with the shit. You're the one calling the fucking shots. And at the end of the day, I'm assuming you have some sort of fucking liability when it comes to the issue, right? But if you're dealing with fucking potbelly fucking slap nuts, you know, not even like I was attached to a grunt battalion. If you're dealing with fucking combat fucking bug zappers that picked up a fucking recoil magazine and now all of a sudden they think they're Chris Kyle, then I would kind of, I would push the issue of, you know, sending them to more fucking intense fucking schooling, you know, or, you know, why don't you outfit the whole fucking team and get like fucking weekly or bi-weekly or monthly fucking trips, arrange, you know, field trips. We're going on a field trip today. Where are we going? We're going to do 3-gun. Shut up. You know what I mean? Fucking do that. But in any case, hey, you're thinking about your fucking guys. And iron sharpens iron. Oh, yeah. All right, motherfuckers, I got to jump off here. I got to go inside and go eat whatever the fuck, you know, whatever we're cooking up tonight and go play with the babies. Oh, the little babies. All right, motherfuckers. Hey, listen, I told you once, I told you twice, I'll tell you fucking 3 times. All right, keep fucking writing in. Keep fucking sending me messages. Fucking, some of y'all fucking email me. Holy shit. I don't even know why I have the damn thing. All right, dangerclose.floridaman@gmail.com. For those of you that aren't friends of the fucking Facebook, and y'all fucking sit tight, because I got some fucking special shit coming for your ass, right? I'm brewing some fucking tasty shit up. Chew it up. It's fucking delicious. Stand by, because the Florida Man is going to fucking serve everyone, and everyone is going to get their fair fucking share. All right. Y'all motherfuckers, have a fucking good Saturday, all right? And just remember, fuck off.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.